Hi, hello, and welcome everyone to Two Dudes and the Mic, the only show on the internet that brings you the latest factual and persuasive information in under 5 minutes. I'm Sam, here with my co-host David, and in today's episode, we will be discussing how to bridge the gap between high school and college and what effect it has on students socially. So today we'll be hearing from Harley, who prefers college, and Gabe, who prefers high school, to find out why they prefer what they do. But you may be asking yourselves, how is this relevant? Well, we carried out a questionnaire about the topic of high school and college, and almost 70% of people said they prefer college over high school. In addition to this, we discovered that there's nothing to worry about if you're not 100% sure what career path you wanted to go down. All that matters is that you make the most of your opportunities to learn about something you're passionate about. So after the break, we will be hearing from Gabe and Harley to get their opinions. Welcome back after this short commercial break. We have now got Harley and Gabe in the studio with us to answer the questions about today's topic. We'll start with you, Harley. Why do you prefer college over school?
I prefer college over school because I feel like there's a lot more freedom involved, whereas in high school it's kind of like being locked in a prison.
Oh, how so?
You can't go anywhere, you're locked there 6 hours a day with people you don't like, doing things, majority of the lessons you don't like either. You know what I mean? Like,
well, is there something that made you dislike the lessons?
Mainly the people in it and some of the teachers.
So do you believe if you went to a different school, different people, you would have somewhat liked high school better than college?
Probably, yeah. I'm going to be honest. Interesting.
Would you say carrying on with your academic life here at college has affected you in a positive way?
Yes, I think so. Because I feel like if I didn't carry on academically, I'd be a bit stupid. You know, there's also some negatives, like, you know, homework is a downer.
And how has the transition from school to college affected you?
It's been alright because I've had my friends to back me up. You know, me and my friends are doing the same course. They came with me. I convinced them. But yeah, so it was alright. It was a good transition.
Do you actually believe it's had some, like, toll on mental health?
Kind of, yeah, because, you know, you got a few years used to seeing all those people. You know, some of those people you didn't necessarily like, but some of them, you know, you got along with and you don't see them anymore. It kind of makes you a little bit upset.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, now we'll move on to you, Gabe. Why do you prefer school over college?
Well, personally, I prefer school over college as a school and more variety. You're constantly learning different things and you're constantly with a lot of different people. Some you may like, some you may not like.
And how has carrying on with education here at college impacted you?
I feel like it's impacted me both ways, positive and negative. In a positive way, I'm able to grow my knowledge about the subject that I enjoyed in high school. And negatively, you know, I don't get to see as much people, so that kind of like negatively affects your mindset as you're not very social as you were.
Okay. And how has the transition from school to college been for you?
It's been alright. I've enjoyed it as I prefer you know, less time in education, more free time. But in both ways, it's alright.
Okay, Game with Harley, thank you for your time.
And that's all we have time for. This has been Two Dudes and a Mic. Make sure you like, share, subscribe, and turn on those post notifications. Big thanks to Gabe and Harley for coming in to give their views. But don't forget to check out the YouTube at www.youtube.com/HotwoodHallCollege. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time. Audio Jungle.